Hey.
What's up, everybody?
Hello.
You're listening to Hot Takes on the Wessex Wire podcast. If you're just tuning in, if this is your first week tuning in, we've got a timer about 2 minutes here that we're going to roll through some of the most annoying human tendencies. Now, human tendencies, you know, either people know they're doing it or they don't know they're doing it, but to us, it's still wrong anyway.
Humans are the worst.
It just pisses
Humans
us
are
off.
Literally the worst.
So, we're going to get it started right here, 2 minutes on the clock. Here we go. We're going to start off with, we'll just keep it vague, mouth noises.
Oh, God. It's the most uncomfortable thing to hear somebody's mouth noise. In a nutshell, like...
Can you give, like, an example?
No, but, like, you don't even need to, like...
lips together in between sentences. So, ready?
Ask me a question.
Mike, how are you?
Oh, you know...
See, that's
I'm pretty
uncomfy to me.
Good.
That's so frustrating. Like, why do you need those pauses in between your words?
Just, it'd be better if you could just take
them?
A pause, you
take
know?
Take a second.
I mean, talking is a pretty...
Like, if you like, feel the need to do pauses in between your words, don't smack your lips in the middle of it. Still annoying, but
I would rather
why are you
have a lingering silence than
agreed.
The sound of your smacking lips.
But then people could argue, you know, awkward silence and...
People get uncomfortable.
Awkward
yeah.
silence
people just
is
don't
fine.
Know what
I'll think
say.
About something else.
But I would yeah, rather you, know. You compose yourself.
Just
rather
let it
than
happen.
Smacking your lips, trying to find the next words to say.
And especially when people are chewing loudly. Like, I don't even
oh,
need to
man.
See the food washing machine in your mouth right now. I could just literally hear it from 2 seats away. If people chewing like this.
I mean, I'm not a morning... I'm personally not a morning person, so I'm not a pleasant in the morning.
Oh,
so,
God, same.
Especially, you know, when I wake up. And I'm not trying to throw my mom under the bus here. But when I get up and I'm going, you know, to... mind my own business, and she's there, you know, slurping her coffee like it's
slurping and, her coffee,
you know, chewing her cereal like, oh, Michael, you ready for school today? Oh yeah, that's great, you know. And I'm just sitting there like,
it makes it hard to enjoy a conversation with somebody.
Oh
yeah,
my God, yeah, I can't eat with people that talk like
you
that.
Can't understand what they're saying, and just it skeeves me out, you know.
It's
the
just
noise that it makes.
Did nobody teach you how to eat food?
It's
like,
rude.
Swallow
manners.
Your food.
Manners.
Then open yeah. your mouth. I just...
It's something simple that, you know, us as human beings should just be able to control. And
we
not
are
have
savages.
To, not have to worry about. All right, we're going to move on. So we live in a day and age where, you know, life's pretty technologically driven. What about these, like, you know, infants, like
these kids
playing with iPhones and
oh God.
They know
iPads.
More about technology than any of us ever will.
Oh my God,
and they,
yeah, they literally program iPhones for people.
They can't speak a word, but they know how to unlock their parents' iPads. They know how to, you know, find the new app, download it, play the game. It's just a different day and
it's
age.
Like you're
it's
going out
though.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you're going out to a restaurant and you see a family of like five with like four kids or three kids, whatever it is, and
she
they're
could be
all,
a single mom living.
Yeah, you know. Or a single father.
Or a single
could
daddy.
Be out with a grandparent, you know, you never know. and they're just all on their phones.
There's like no interaction.
Not even that though. It's that like if they're all young.
There's no conversation.
Like,
oh yeah.
Sometimes my mom will be on her phone, like we'll be sitting at the dinner table and she'll take out her phone, she's like checking emails or something, and it's like, oh, some people are like, oh, like interact with your family. Like, no. Like, I'm sorry. Sometimes you can be on your phone. When you literally have like a 6-year-old and her 4-year-old little brother and their 4-year-old little sister sitting on their iPhones playing some game that's like not educational or anything where you should be training your child to learn numbers and stuff like that. No, they're sitting there making freaking doodle jump up and down on boards. And it's like, why are you doing that at a dinner table? That lighting is bad for kids' eyes. It's bad for their brains.
Well, like, it's important because kids... There was a study that said that kids do not know now how to recognize facial expressions because they're so involved in their phones.
No
so
way.
Now you don't know social skills or like basic life.
It's terrible.
Just recognition.
It's sad.
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 If you saw Mike's hand gestures right now, you'd be laughing too.
That's right. Okay, number 3. Here we go.
God bless you.
No, I coughed.
No.
I coughed. I coughed. I did not sneeze.
A tendency.
That is a tendency that we hate. If someone coughs or if I cough and someone blesses me, what? Why? I mean, thank you for the gesture. It was yes, very exactly. nice, but why are you doing that?
It's a sad situation for everybody because the person who coughed has to now deliver the news that, man, I didn't sneeze. And then the guy who said, God bless you, has to kind of revoke his statement.
So he's like, take back his blessing.
Right. So he's like, oh, can't sorry. He's blessing. Apologizing for blessing. It's a sad situation.
It's a nice gesture, but just don't do it. It's an awkward situation for you both. It doesn't make any sense.
I feel like by now people should be able to differentiate.
Decipher. Maybe not the kids with technology.
From a sneeze.
Because, yeah, they won't know.
I mean,
they won't even say bless you. They'll just be like, eh.
Sneezing is such a forceful action that you're totally going to know, you know, when someone sneezes. And, you know, coughing can be.
Granted, some of them do sound like coughs.
Yes, but there are other people that just, like, fall over off their desk when they sneeze, and it's just like, oh, bless you. Like, when you cough, and I'm like, dude, come on. You know me when I sneeze.
Well, the reason we say bless you is because when you sneeze, your heart skips a beat. So
that's right.
We say bless you because you could theoretically die from sneezing. So we say bless you to be like, God bless you that you are living right now. Like, you survived that sneeze.
Has anybody ever died from a sneeze?
I have no idea.
I know someone died from holding in their pee, but...
You should look that up.
Tycho
Everybody
Brahe.
Listening,
his
look
name
up.
Is Tycho Brahe. He also got his nose chopped off in a sword fight, and he built a metal nose.
Damn.
And he had a nice little nose brace.
Can he sneeze from that nose?
He cannot. He got his nose chopped off.
So then
he should not be blessed at all.
Yeah.
You'll be able to know exactly.
You will never get blessed.
You'll know exactly.
That's the solution. Get metal noses.
That's right. Okay. Number four here. Pointing out pimples.
Oh my God, it's so disrespectful. If I cannot change something in 5 minutes, don't point it out. If my shirt's ugly, yeah, okay, maybe I can change that. I could put a sweatshirt on. That's fine. It's rude, and I'm hurt, but I can change it.
A lot of people are self-conscious, you know, about facial impediments.
Everyone is. No one is like, yeah, that pimple looks sexy on you. No, pimples suck. I have one on my forehead right now. Someone pointed it out last period. Why? I don't know. I can't get rid of it right now. You want me to just... pop it, and then the skin will just fold over, and everything will be okay. No, it's not. Don't point it out. It's disrespectful.
It's like you walk in. You walk into school. You got a nice pimple on your forehead.
You got a shiner right there.
Your best friend walks up to you, and he's like, "Hey, bro. Yeah, you got Mount Vesuvius on your forehead." And it's just like, I'm not asking for this. Like, I do everything that I can to cover it up. I'm not just standing here like, oh, look, here's my pimple. Everyone just look at it
well,
and laugh at it.
Well, especially it sucks
it, you know?
For boys. I mean, girls can cover it up. I don't. I'm lazy. But, like, boys, they don't wear makeup most of the time, so they're not covering up their pimples. It's just right there. Although, Mike, you have flawless skin now that I'm staring at you. Wow.
I never had to worry about pimples or
anything.
Oh,
aren't you just freaking blessed?
I was lucky. No, I didn't sneeze, so don't bless me.
Wow.
Things are getting heated
up
in here.
I apologize for my loud laugh into the microphone.
I just think that people should treat others as they want to be treated. When the tables are turned, don't feel bad.
That's right. When you get Mount Vesuvius on your forehead and everyone's going to you.
I'm going to point it out if you point it out for me.
Yeah, don't start crying to us because we told you, be respectful.
Yeah.
Nobody's asking for that.
You butt face.
You could all just be like, oh, you look really nice today. There's nothing wrong with you.
Exactly. There's nothing wrong with
you. You don't have to lie. Just don't say
kill them with kindness, everybody. Right. That's the whole moral of the story.
We are all perfect the way we are.
If you have nothing nice to say, do not say it at all.
Or come sit next to us because that's all we're talking about right here.
Yep.
All right, Sophia, this one's for you.
I'm getting ready.
Talk to us about your experiences at the gym as far as treadmill choices and whatnot.
So I go to the gym every day, or I try to go every day, and
there are attempts.
You know certain people in the gym, whatever, but I go to New York Sports Club, so shout out to anybody who goes there. But when you are I try to go on off hours, because let's be honest, who wants to see people at the gym?
Nobody.
It's a time for quiet, like personal, it's a personal journey. You need to just focus on yourself. I go on a treadmill, and there are about, I'd say, 18 treadmills in a line. Every single one next to me is available. Somebody, a middle-aged man, comes up on the one next
Always
to me.
Always a middle-aged man.
That's right.
Right next to me. I'm sorry, sir. Did you not see any of the seven that are right on other side? I understand that everybody needs a friend. But
please don't be my friend.
The gym is not the place.
The gym is a place to put in dedication and work.
Right.
Exactly.
I have my headphones in. I'm sweating like a pig. I'm misting my water at myself.
No, I think the thing that's more annoying is if there's like two rows of treadmills and they're all open and someone goes on the treadmill right behind you.
Yeah.
Because it's like you're watching me run. Like,
that's true.
Please don't do that, especially if it's a middle-aged man. That's creepy.
You know what? I don't mind if the gym is packed and you go next to me. I get it. Everybody needs a treadmill. There's not enough for everybody and there's one left. Go ahead. Go for it.
Or you could like go on the bike or the elliptical or something. You don't need a treadmill. Like, just get away.
But when
go away from me.
When you're the only person on the treadmill.
Oh, God. Row, so frustrating.
Don't come next to me. Please.
So you just don't want any friends?
Not the gym. Not really.
Not when I have my headphones in. Don't speak to me when I have my headphones in.
And then
clearly,
now you're
there to block out humans.
The worst is when they don't have their headphones in either. So now you're worrying if your breathing is bothering them.
Oh my God, yes.
But then you're like,
because
why
I'm heavy
am I
breathing when I'm on the treadmill. Yeah. I literally sound like I'm dying, that I'm 4 seconds away from passing out. So,
but then you start to wonder, why am I worried about somebody who chose to come next to me? Because I'm so...
Because humans are insecure. Also, I didn't even realize your shirt has
Batman. Yes, it does. Anyway. My shirt has Batman on it.
He has a Hawaiian shirt with Batman surfboarding. I don't think anyone gets how cool that is.
Wow. Yeah, so the gym is not a place to meet new friends, everybody.
Not at all. Nope. We're going to move on to our final one here.
And we're going to talk like this.
Yes, because the moral of the story is people whispering in your ear, but...
with hot stinky breath.
Literally.
When they breathe dragon breath.
Yeah, it's hot dragon breath.
Into the side of your head.
Singes your hair.
And singes your hair.
It is horrible. Please don't do that, ladies and gentlemen. If you are whispering in someone's ear, whispering in itself is awkward, so try not
especially
to be
in
as
the
awkward.
Ear.
I prefer to mouth things to people without breathing it
just
out.
Just talk quietly in front of someone's face so they can see it, not on the side of their head when you're literally breathing like this. Please know, it's horrible. It's not... It's awkward for both of us. And you smell.
Especially the receiver.
Oh my God,
the receiver's on the wrong... Yeah, he's got the fat end of the stick for sure.
It's definitely not fun. You definitely don't want someone talking like that into your head.
If your breath stinks, it's obviously you can't say that to somebody that their breath
smells.
I mean,
we feel bad for you. I mean, but...
Take it outside.
Yeah. Don't take it out on the side of our face.
Please. After class, tell me your little secret. No, we won't have the issue.
Or just tell it to my face, not to the side of my face.
Or just don't have secrets,
I
want to
look at
you
when
no,
you're talking
to me. No, you don't want
me.
Them breathing in your face.
But I want to look at them when they're talking to me because then they
you
could...
You
want to
watch their breath singe your hair off?
No, because they're not looking at the side of my face. They're not looking at the side of my face. They can actually look at me and they could stand a quite a distance from me so then I could actually see what they're saying. You know, I don't have to...
When people get real close and they put their hand like on the side of your head and on the side of their face and then they start whispering in your ear, that is
this isn't the game of broken telephone, everyone. You don't need to go up next to my face.
Please don't.
I think that, once again, I think mouthing words, there's nothing wrong with that. I think if you're a bad word mouther, work on those skills a little bit. Pass a note. Pass a note. That's a good one. Pass a note in class.
Just don't get it caught. It's not an 80s movie. The teacher won't read it out, but the kids next to you will.
Yep. So with that, that's us.
We are signing off, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's it for us this week. If you have any human tendencies that really
grind
your gears or rustle your jimmies or trample your turnips, please send a reply to our blog page, www.hottakes.edgyblogs.org, and we'll see you next week.
With that, this is Sam signing off for Sophia and Mike.
Peace.
Peace.